Hey, gentlemen, we got another update here for you on comments. Looks like on WWE has commented on Dean Ambrose's injury. Looks like from WWE.com is reporting a following update on Dean Ambrose after being attacked by Samoa Joe on WWE last night on Monday Night Raw. Dean Ambrose sustained an injury in his right arm during a Raw six-man tag team match. And it said the damage looked like extended when his opponents, Samoa Joe and the Raw tag team championship, Cesaro and Sheamus, assaulted a Lieutenant Fringe in the trainer's room. The attack culminated when Joe slammed the road case onto Ambrose's arm, leaving him in a lot of pain. Ambrose was taken to a nearby medical facility for x-rays and evaluation. Stick with WWE.com for further updates on his condition. And there is the very latest on Dean Ambrose. Keep it locked right here on WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors. And ladies and gentlemen, we got our update on Randy Orton. Looks like he's going to be taking time off from WWE, question mark. Looks like from PW Insiders is reporting that Randy Orton is reporting Randy Orton will be likely working a light WWE schedule in January before February and March taking off. Outside of SmackDown tapings, it's like that the Royal Rumble pay-per-view Orton is the only one advertised for the second and fourth week of the WWE live events in January. Orton is advertised for the February 6th SmackDown Live tapings, but beyond that, there is not announced for any WWE televised or live events for February or March. He is advertised for the post-WrestleMania SmackDown Live tapings on April 9th in New Orleans, but it's not advertised for the May European Tour. Keep it locked right here on WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, there looks like there is possibly another Paige video leaks online. Here's another report. It says Paige is yet again another victim of a online celebrity video leak. It says over the past 12 months, Paige has several of private photos and video clips leaked online, and it appears that it will continue over the next few days. The new footage displays a former WWE superstar Brad Maddox choking her during a sexual encounter, and also includes a short clip of her giving oral pleasure. It says the website that leaked the video claims that they have about 40 more clips and that they will be online coming days of Paige. And it says the website wrote, rumor has it that whenever it's all said and done, Paige will have 40 full length sex tapes leaked, and they will span 40 hours upon hours, covering all the most depth sexual activities known to man. As always, we do not be sharing any links of this matter, but you can probably find it on social media just about anywhere. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results for Radio for more news and rumors on the way. And this is a very sad situation for Paige. Very embarrassing for her part, but keep it locked right here, guys. Hey, gentlemen, we got another update here on, looks like a preview for SmackDown Live tonight. Looks like a report says that the Clash of Opponents was a momentum of a six-man tag team battle as the New Day gets ready for the holidays. Dolph Ziggler is celebrating his United States title victory. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin tried to knock off the Usos. What's next for Natalya after being turning her back on the WWE Universe at Clash of Champions? His opinion is as it is time to get ready for the Royal Rumble of 2018. That gives a lot of hope going forward, and they still have a little Clash of Champions fallout to deal with. But then things will be more interesting. And looks like also, there's a lack of Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. Here's where he's through, and so you're expected to determine the show. Which of these interests you most? And will anything set up for the Royal Rumble 2018? Let us know in the comments. Thank you, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a backstage news on why Roman Reigns missed Money at Raw last night. It's occurring that WWE Intercontinental Champion Roman Reigns missed past Monday Night's Raw, but he will be back next week. Per Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, show is because he had just gotten this week off. He said, I don't think there is anything else to the story. He said that I was something that he asked for ways back. But Meltzer has also said that the program going forward at Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe for the Intercontinental Championship. However, says due to injury to Dean Ambrose, things could get changed. And Roman Reigns may go after the tag team titles with Seth Rollins. The long-term plan is still for Roman Reigns to challenge Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 34, which will probably mean that Roman Reigns will end up losing the Intercontinental Championship to Samoa Joe at some point, but before next year's show in New Orleans. So that's the very latest on Roman Reigns and why he missed Monday Night Raw last night. And more updates on Roman Reigns. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie McMahon, the commissioner of Monday Night Raw, announced last night on Monday Night Raw that we will, in fact, be having the first ever women's Royal Rumble match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. What do you think about this? First time ever. History is going to be made at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. The first ever all-women Royal Rumble match. That is a blockbuster announcement. Huge, guys. Keep it locked right here on WWE On Results Radio for more. Hey, gentlemen, we got an update on that. Rockstar Spud is reportedly backstage tonight for SmackDown Live. And also, he's supposed to be appearing on 205 Live tonight. We're also hearing that Hato Itami is going to be appearing tonight on 205 Live. Looks like 205 Live is going to be off the chain tonight. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.